From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Shia Muslim militia and Iraqi government forces launched a counterattack Saturday against Islamic State insurgents. Happened east of Ramadi in their first attempt to retake the city since it fell to the extremist a week ago. Witnesses told Reuters that Shiite fighters moved on three towns near Ramadi, one of them the IS-controlled town of Usama al-Sharqiya, 7 kilometers east of the provincial capital. There were reports of gunfire, but no word on casualties. U.S. military said the international coalition it leads conducted 22 strikes in the Ramadi area overnight from Friday into Saturday. Fighting in southern Somalia between al-Shabaab militants and government forces killed dozens on Saturday. Fighting came a week after al-Shabaab briefly seized the areas following a heavy attack on villages in the lower Shabelle region. In another development Saturday, a gunman killed a lawmaker and his driver, who had just left the parliament building in Mogadishu. Ethiopia's ruling party, the Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front, in power for more than 2 decades, expected to win big in today's general election. Analysts are saying that Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn will retain his office more than likely. Rights groups have said today's vote is not free and fair because the ruling party clamps down on opposition supporters and routinely detains bloggers and journalists. Initial results are expected in a few days from this voting, but the final vote will not be released until sometime next month. This is VOA News. A bus carrying 30 international women activists, including American feminist campaigner Gloria Steinem, crossed the border into South Korea from the north today to mark International Women's Disarmament Day. Steinem, the 81-year-old feminist pioneer, told a news gathering in the South, in her words, "We are able to be citizen diplomats." She said they received an enormous amount of support and were feeling very positive about their trip. Later today, the women are expected to march with hundreds of South Korean activists calling for the reunification of the two Koreas. Pro-Russia separatists in eastern Ukraine say a top rebel commander and at least 6 colleagues have been killed in a car bombing in a self-proclaimed rebel republic near the Russian border. Press service report described the attackers as belonging to a sabotage and reconnaissance group. There was no immediate comment on the attack from the Ukrainian government. Ireland has overwhelmingly voted to legalize same-sex marriage in the world's first national referendum on the issue. Enda Kenny is Ireland's Prime Minister.
This decision makes every citizen equal, and I believe that it will strengthen the institution of marriage for all existing and for all future marriages. All people now have an equal future to look forward to.
The dramatic social shift comes 2 decades after the traditionally Catholic country decriminalized homosexuality. Overwhelming yes vote is due in part to thousands of young Irish voters who returned home from abroad to cast their voting in Europe. Gay marriage is legal in more than a dozen countries. It's also been legalized in Argentina, as well as Brazil, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, Uruguay, and many U.S. states. Here in Washington, Republican and Democratic supporters in the Senate of President Obama's Trade Promotion Authority have successfully passed the so-called fast-track trade bill. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
The fast-track negotiating authority would allow the president to propose trade agreements that Congress can either reject or ratify but not change. President Obama has made trade authority a focal point of his remaining time in office, saying it is crucial to advancing the Trans-Pacific Partnership of Nations, a trade pact that would create the world's largest free trade zone. Labor unions and progressive groups fear the trade zones will export American jobs to countries with lower wages and poorer safety conditions for workers. The trade authority bill is expected to face an even rockier road to passage in the House of Representatives. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.